Hello, and welcome to Open Door Playhouse, a theater podcast that celebrates live theater on the podcast stage. I'm Dennis Gersten. At Open Door Playhouse, we strive to bring our listeners thoughtful and surprising 10-minute shorts and one-act plays that showcase insightful and new perspectives of the world we share with others. Open Door Playhouse is a 501c3 theater organization. Support for Open Door Playhouse comes from listeners like you. Your tax-deductible donations help keep our plays on the podcast stage. Donations can be made at www.opendoorplayhouse.org. Now playing in Theater 127, A View of the Enemy, written by Dana Cohen, directed by Dennis Gersten, starring Leah Jarvik as Amy, Witten Frank as Martine, Peter Bonoff as Ricky, and Matt Ritchie as Villiers.
Take another opportunity of paying my respects to Mrs. Malaprop, when she shall treat me as long as she chooses with her select words so ingeniously. Don't tell me. Mispronounced.
Applied.
Ingeniously applied.
No, misapplied.
Ingeniously. Say it again.
Shit. Here's another Villiers pan.
I didn't get it.
Misapplied, not applied. Listen to this first sentence. The quasi-heroic posturing and factual blather in John Reitman's historical drama, The Tree King, suggests a literary tradition grounded in Marvel movies and trading cards.
Ingeniously. One more time.
You know what? This is a bad idea. You know the line.
Is that what you're getting? Because that is not what I'm getting.
You're just nervous.
I cannot keep them in my head anymore. Do you know how frightening that is?
Sit. Watch pug videos. Take your mind off the show.
It's impossible, Martine, really.
It's just a preview.
There is an audience out there.
Then let's talk about something diverting. Sex.
That's it. Get me horny.
It's a horny play.
If I knew I could get through it without puking on anyone.
Where was the strangest place you ever did it?
In a bed. Are we still hugging before I exit? I can't remember.
You blow me a kiss. Now, in college, I came on to my movement teacher, not realizing he'd want to do it right there in the rehearsal room, in front of the mirror. Anyone could have walked in at any time.
Why did we change that? I liked it better when we hugged.
That sense of danger. It was almost as big a turn-on as acing the course.
God, please don't make me go out there. Oh, I'll do anything. I'll clean bedpans. I'll lance boils.
Once you hit the stage, it'll all come back.
Yeah. All that terror. 8 years, it was another lifetime.
It'll be like you never left. Come in.
Half hour.
Thank you. Amy, acknowledge your ASM.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ricky. Thank you.
You okay, Amy?
No.
You want me to tell Sarah to stand by?
No understudies. She's going to be fine.
No, I know. It's just with the vomiting and the diarrhea.
Ricky, I can't find my wig pins.
They're in your wig.
Oh, shoot me now. I am serious.
I'll be back in 15.
Well, we'll do it then.
This is incredible. He's comparing Joan Braverman's build to an overstuffed laundry bag? Am I going to have to sedate you?
I had a dream last night. I came out for my first entrance, and Roy was in the front row.
Do you really want to talk about this now?
He was sitting there rubbing his crotch. That's what he used to do when he was high.
He can't hurt you anymore. The law won't let him.
It was a signal I was going to get slugged.
You need to get this out of your head. I mean it.
It's what I'm using.
What do you mean?
I'm playing my character as if she's frightened of being harmed.
Oh my God. You're right.
The thing is, it feels different from what everyone else is doing.
Oh, that's because it's real. That's why it works. I can't believe it. It's genius. The rest of us are changing our voices and walking funny, and you're accessing truth. What a concept.
I hate it. I like your approach better. I was in awe of you at rehearsals.
You have no idea how good you are. That amazes me. You have a talent that's completely your own.
So do you.
I have skills. You have gifts. A producer once told me the key to success was identifying what it is you have to sell. I know why I get cast in things. I make a good impression. I have an instinctive sense of knowing which card to play. On stage, I have confidence. I carry myself well. But what I'm really good at is getting what I want. If you can learn to do that, you'll leave the rest of us in the dust.
There's no way I could have handled the last 4 weeks if you hadn't been there with your arms out every time I walked to the edge of something. Why are you so good to me? I am such a project.
You're the only one in this company I trust.
No.
You don't feel the vibe? You've been away from this for too long. I mean, everyone's nice. They all say supportive things, but just wait. If the ship starts taking on water, they'll trample us on the way to the lifeboat.
You don't think I've pissed anyone off, do you?
I'm going to say one more thing, and then we're going to get off it.
Okay.
This is a courageous thing you're doing, living out of a shelter, reclaiming your life like this. Coming back to the stage was your decision. I had nothing to do with it. I believe in what you're doing. I admire you. I'm not sure if I could have done it. I don't think any of us could. Give yourself credit. This is a great time for you.
I just want it to work out.
What is it we're doing with this play?
What do you mean?
It's over 200 years old.
Yeah, it's a revival.
Exactly.
Right. Thank you. Oh, that was brilliant. Oh, my eyebrows are too dark.
God!
What? I'm sorry.
No. This review. He's critiquing her nose now. Listen to this. A chunky knob balanced between two foggy spheres? The man is a toad! I can't imagine a less regal-looking choice to play a princess. Miss Braverman's bearing is entirely unsuitable. Flopping when she should be gliding, honking when she should be speaking, and generally fouling the air in whatever scene she appears. I get it. I finally get it with him. This is what he does. He has this distorted concept of female perfection that he applies to everyone he reviews. If they're a princess, they have to look like a princess. They can't be lumpy or Jewish or have large features. Ugh. Ugh. He's sick. He's actually a sick human being.
Well, he's going to be here in a week.
God, that frosts me.
It's okay. He'll end up in hell. They'll make him watch high school productions of Camelot.
Maybe we can have him killed, grind him into meal, mix it in with our cereal. You know that thing about eating your enemy to consume their strength?
Damn, no, they're too dark.
Who gives him that kind of power? We do.
What am I doing wrong?
Why do we consent? Why do we do that?
Will someone call Makeup Patrol?
I'm going to write him.
Who?
Paul Villiers. I'm going to send him a letter.
What on earth for?
The man assassinates well-meaning actors for a stroll in the limelight. It's revolting. Someone needs to call him on it.
And do you think you're in the best position to do that?
Do I have a pen?
How serious is this obsession?
I need a pen.
I'm just going to go on record and say that this is miles outside of my comfort zone.
Do you have one?
You are setting yourself up for one of those reviews.
I'm too pissed to be intimidated. Give me a pen.
It's out of ink.
Your eyebrow pencil.
Don't do it.
This is for all of us. It's what I've been talking about. Pushing through the curtain instead of waiting for it to open. If you sit around welcoming the judgment of others, you're giving them too much power. They'll crush you every time. That's got to be clear to you by now.
Here.
Thanks. Shit. No paper.
This is a side of you I've never seen.
You know what, Amy? Sometimes you just have to say, hey, you can't do that. You cannot do that. It is not nice. Ah. And if they don't like it, fuck 'em. Could this be any more perfect?
Toilet paper?
Clean toilet paper. Don't want to push it.
Let's talk about sex.
Dear.
I once did it in a closet.
Mr. Villiers.
Good.
Mm?
Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Presentation alone is worth the price, don't you think?
Beautiful.
You know, I eat her often, and I always have the same thought that one day, in the interest of aesthetics, I won't cut into my meal. I'll just watch it for the amount of time it would take for me to consume it.
But you get hungry.
We all do. More wine.
Why did you ask me to dinner, Mr. Villiers?
I wanted to respond to your letter.
I meant what I said. This is nice.
Why did you consent to join me?
I don't know. I'm not sure I should have. I mean, we open tomorrow.
And yet, you're here. I like your aggressiveness, your vigor.
I never expected a response. Certainly not a phone call.
The bathroom tissue, very creative. You get noticed. That's commendable. I can tell you from personal experience, it's what's going to best serve you in this world.
I was trying to offend you.
Oh, I'm afraid I'm immune.
I wanted you to know you're hurting people.
I'm criticizing them. They choose whether or not to be hurt.
But you have the last word.
Well, you're my best argument that that's untrue.
I'm breaking the rules.
And I'm letting you.
Look, the point is, this kind of cruel opinion-mongering...
We're feeling more relaxed, are we?
It's outside the boundaries of traditional criticism.
In fact, it's the oldest tradition in criticism. Goes back as far as the Greeks.
That doesn't make it right.
This isn't about being right. This is about human nature. People write this way because others read it. Do you know who James Agee is?
No.
Dorothy Parker?
Yes.
Both established critics of the same period. She was cruel. He wasn't. Who was it you remembered?
Is that what you want, Mr. Villiers? To be remembered?
I believe that's what we all want. To know we've left an impression on our world. You don't agree?
Yes, I do. But at what expense?
I've never seen your work. But when you play a role, I assume you're not yourself.
Not usually.
You adopt a character. You wear a mask. You become another human being. Well, this is what I do. I love the theater, and I'm so entranced by it. I've learned from it. I, too, have a mask. The man who writes these columns is my character.
The mean one.
You're not going to let up, are you?
You know, in Buddhism, they say...
Oh, you're a Buddhist! I can see that.
I'm just starting it. I'm sort of in and out with it. But every once in a while, I get it. And suddenly things slow down to the point where I can actually see them.
That's wonderful. No, you should continue. Keep at it. You seem very centered and
but
in control.
It seems to me there's a point where critical technique actually competes with the artist. With the verbal tricks and erudite language... Aren't you creating your own theater, your own entertainment?
Oh, yes.
But see, that's not right. You're there to offer an objective point of view.
I'm there to call attention to the production. The theaters want me to attend because if I like what I've seen, they'll sell more tickets. They're willing to take this chance because they're in the business of selling tickets. I'm the most widely read reviewer in the city. Precisely because of the way I write. My opinion has influence.
And you don't ever feel guilty about what you do?
I don't lie, Miss Daltrey. The character that I've chosen allows me to cut through the proprieties and express myself in the most direct and, frankly, interesting way I can devise. What is there to feel guilty about?
The personal attacks. The emphasis on what people can't change.
There are actors who rise above their physical handicaps. And I leave them alone because I respect their craft.
Why do you always reserve your worst criticism for women?
Women actresses, as a rule, tend to be more skilled than men. They have more tools, deeper emotional resources. This could be my problem. I tend to take it personally when they disappoint.
What if everyone's good? I have never seen you give a total rave. You always cut someone down.
Well, as I've said, I have expectations to fill.
You can't be that clinical. This is a social experience. There's cause and effect here. If actors have to take responsibility for their work, why not reviewers for the integrity of their intentions?
I can tell by your energy, that you understand only too well the competitive environment in which we exist. Responsibility as a concept is less cherished than those of advantage, leverage, and assertiveness. You and I as individuals don't have the power to change it. And given that reality, I've made a choice. I'm sorry if you find it ignoble.
You're actually pretty fair-minded in person. You listen, you have manners, you even seem to have principles.
That surprises you.
Yes, it does. It's unnerving, actually.
You know, the two of us have more in common than you realize. Like you, I have to look into the mirror each day and decide whether I respect myself for what I do. I approach the job with as much dignity as I can muster. When I see myself, Miss Daughtry, I don't blink.
Couldn't you accomplish the same thing by being nice?
I've tried. It doesn't work. My audience expects me to attack.
So you pander.
You are really quite remarkable.
Look, it's obvious you know how to write. You could be serving a higher purpose.
And you're a romantic. How marvelous.
Please don't mock me.
No, no, no. You misunderstand. Quite the opposite, actually. I find you refreshing.
So I'm naive.
I think you're lovely. I've been noticing your hands. They're so delicate, like they were crafted by Renoir. Do you like art?
Yes.
I'm a volunteer docent at the Met. Perhaps you'll let me take you on a private tour one of these days?
All right.
I'm afraid I have to leave. The theater, you know.
Oh, yes, yes. Same here.
Will I enjoy your production?
Well, I certainly hope so.
Let me help you with your coat. I'm curious. Does anyone in your company know you accepted my invitation?
Not yet.
Plan to tell them?
Probably not.
It's for the best, I think.
Well, goodbye.
May I kiss you?
Oh,
just a peck.
Okay.
Good night.
Hello, hello!
You went shopping!
I promised myself if I could get through opening night without tripping or farting, I would do a semi-splurgerama.
You did more than get through it. You were spectacular.
Aww.
I stunk up the place.
Oh, no way!
I've never been that nervous before.
You know, you were a little. I was surprised.
I said your line. I said your line to me, and then I repeated it.
No one noticed.
They were all hearing impaired.
I thought you were fine.
You're being kind. Anyway, I was thrilled for you.
I was so uplifted, I decided to do the same for my body. Check out the new bra. Tonight, I am going to roam the back alleys. Find me a sailor.
Easy, girl. You'll get arrested and your understudy will become a star. Do you think maybe you got enough flowers?
You should see my room at the shelter. It's like a greenhouse. All the girls came in to see them, and we ended up having an impromptu pajama pizza party shaving cream fight. I was so pumped. I couldn't sleep. So I went out, and I picked up the late edition of the Times. There's a review in there.
You've read it?
No. I thought we could do it together.
I couldn't bear it.
Come on.
Not before a performance. Maybe afterwards.
You're not curious?
I'm scared shitless.
I can't stand the suspense. I won't say anything if it's bad.
Well, that means I'll know. If you don't say anything, I'll know it's bad. Then I'll spend the entire performance wondering how bad. In what way is it bad?
Shh.
Do it in the green room.
Huh. Revival. Rivals. Oh. Revival. Rivals. The best work in town. Martine! It's a rave!
No.
Richard Brinsley Sheridan's Mannerist Warhorse received a gleaming revival at the Barrymore last night.
The two-year-old Old Souls Company, yada, yada, yada. Generally excellent ensemble, well-conceived, sharp and distinctive characters. He adored Denise.
It's a miracle.
Jeffrey Darden's Captain Absolute with his Steinway smile.
Wow. This is Paul Villiers, right? Not his illegitimate brother, Murray?
There is one performance worth particular attention. Martine Daltrey. Watch out! Making her Broadway debut as Lydia Languish possesses a stage presence that combines the grace of a leading lady with a charming natural intelligence. Gliding and twirling through Sheridan's jumbled verbiage like a figure skater, she gestures with small perfect hands, welcoming you to her space, never pushing, but always insisting. A performer impossible to ignore.
Keep going. Is it all good? Amy?
Need to pee.
You're not going to finish?
Can't hold it in.
Come in.
Half hour.
Thanks.
Amy, did you hear me?
I'll tell her.
Heard you guys had a review.
And we were just reading it.
Revival rivals the... It's good!
Mm-hmm.
Yikes. Small, perfect hands.
What does he say about Amy?
Let's see here. Unfortunately, she has to play opposite Amy Handelsman as Julia. The one bump in what would otherwise be a comfortable ride. Miss Handelsman is a pasty, jumpy bag of bones who virtually flinches her way through the play as if she were expecting someone to pop off and smack her across the room. And I dare say it is to the other actor's supreme credit that they resist the impulse. Her bird-like mannerisms are so irritating, I found myself drawing crosshairs on the lenses of my opera glasses and imagining myself the operator of a portable missile launcher.
Oh.
Did she read this?
Yes.
You think she's going to be able to go out there?
I don't know.
Should I say something?
I don't know.
I better tell Sarah to stand by. Don't you fall apart on us, okay?
Okay.
25 minutes!
Okay. Nam-myoho-renge-kyo. 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 Nam-myoho-renge-kyo.
Our plays are produced by Bernadette Armstrong, recorded at Oak House Studio in Altadena, California, mixed and designed by our talented sound engineer David Peters. Sound effects are provided by Audio Jungle and music from Karaoke Version. If you're interested in submitting a play for production, you can find that information on our website, www.opendoorplayhouse.org. Please share this podcast with friends, and don't forget to subscribe so you will be notified when our next production is live.